Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I want you to sit back, relax, and get your pen and paper. I'll be right back. Good morning, good morning. Don't you just love that beat? I tell you, wonderful thing. I want to say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Again, for the newcomers, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. You can still hear it in my voice. It's been an interesting week and a half. Trying to make sure I could get the they used to say the frog out of my throat, but still dealing with it. Of course, it's already done. Just a matter of working out the kinks, as they can say, and in my throat. So lift me up in prayer. Father God, we thank you this morning for such a wonderful, wonderful day, such a wonderful opportunity. Father, we just come this morning to say we love you. We love you. We appreciate you. All the things that you're doing for us, the things that we think that we see, but more importantly, all the things that we don't even have a clue that's going on around us, that you're protecting us and guiding us, nurturing us, loving us, blessing us in so many ways that we don't even have a clue. But that comes with faith because we trust you, Father. We know that you have our best will in your hand and that our will be your will as it's done here on earth. Father God, I ask you to stretch your hands out and bless every mother and daughter across the world and let that blessing filter through the family, let it touch every father and son, healing the people on this earth, your children, Father. And we thank you for it. We give you honor and praise, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. What a great, great day. I tell you, here we are, March the 2nd. Can you believe it? I tell you, it seems like we just came from Christmas, and now we're in March. Spring is on the way for those of you that are in the weathers that are cold. Fortunately, I'm in Florida, so it is spring all the time. Actually, it's summer all the time. So a couple of days here. Lately, we've had some cool days. I was talking to a friend, and she said, well, how cool is it? Is it 60 degrees? They're trying to be funny. And I said, probably 59 to 60. You know, those are our coldest days here. In South Florida, usually the average day runs about 80. That's the average, I'd say, on any given day. So, but yeah, we do get a little hotter weather in the summertime. With all that being said, you know, the climates are good. Spring is coming. People are going to pop out, and flowers are going to bloom, and we're before you know it, we've been in the midst of the heat in the summer, and everybody be complaining about how hot it is, you know, just roll with the punches. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and for the ones out there that really, if you're on the internet and you want to let a friend know that we're on, they don't have a computer, they can call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And at any time, if they click 1, it actually gives me a signal, and I can click them on to hear their story. We had an exciting story from last week, I'm just telling you. We'll talk about that a little later, too, as we get into the program. And like I said, as usual, you know, sit back, relax. This is Saturday morning, and you're on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. This is a time when you can relax. This is a time when you and your daughter can actually get on the phone and listen to the program and then have a discussion afterward, no matter where she's at. That's one thing about technology. We can reach people around the world and in any given second. So there's no excuse. Some people say, well, you know, I'd like to, but my daughter's in Chicago. And your point is, that's my thought. Anyway, because, you know, now you can get Skype, and you can get Skype on your phone. So, I mean, there's no excuse. You can look at your daughter every day. And she's in Chicago, Skype her. You know, and there's Uvu. There's so many other, more than I can imagine. Don't let me try to impress you. I just know a couple. But, you know, you can get on and Google, whatever, and look at your daughter, look at your mother, and talk. You know, it puts you front and center with your children every day. And if you don't have all that, or don't want to do all that, you can simply pick up the phone and say hello and still connect to that energy from your mother or daughter. So call them up, tell them, get on, listen, and then have a discussion afterward. This is how you strengthen your mother and daughter relationship. Now, we have a stimulating topic this morning. It's a wake-up call for mothers and daughters, part two. We did part one last week, and it was such a great show. Wanted to continue that conversation this week. Keep in mind, this is a different kind of program. A lot of times when you're on a radio program, you have a topic, and then you move on, and you have a guest, and you move on. This is a continual conversation. So just think about it, like if you're at your girlfriend's house and you're sitting down talking and then you have to leave and you say, well, you know what, girl, we're going to get back together because we're going to finish this conversation. Well, that's kind of how we are here at the round table. You know, you may go away for a whole week, think about it, put your thoughts together, and, you know, something should hit you during the week about the conversation that we had on Saturday morning, and then you come back to Saturday morning, and then we continue that conversation. You know, sometimes we try to deviate a little bit and stretch like a wake-up call. A wake-up call could be on a number of things. The wake-up call today is going to deal with forgiveness, you know. So you can use the wake-up call in any area of your life. Anything that you're dead to in thought need to be woken up if it's something that's going to help you fulfill your will and your work here for the kingdom. So, like I said, we'll talk about some of that as we go on. Our stimulating topic this morning, a wake-up call for mothers and daughters, part two. You can also go to our websites and visit some of the things that we're doing. We're in such a major transition, but I really want you to go and look and read and see. You'll see the Mother and Daughter magazine. You see some stories for mothers and daughters, and you see some activities there and things that we're doing that we are just trying to regroup and reorganize this program so that it will smooth, it will sail smoother. But the two main things that we want you to do is go to www.mdbn.org. That's www.mdbn.org, and click on look around, see some of the things that we're doing with mothers and daughters, and then you can call us at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. I'd like for you to go to this particular website as well. It's www.askdrpessieshow.com. That's askdrbessieshow.com. Browse around. You can also go back and listen to some old radio programs and kind of catch up, especially the one from last week. You know, go back and go through the archives and listen to some of the things that look at the topics. One of them may be one that you feel is fitting for yourself. I also would like to announce some things that are going on, but I'm just going to announce that we are doing the gala. That's November the 16th. And from the gala, it's going to follow the cruise on November the 17th. So if you would like to book the cruise, you can call 813-868-0007. That's 813-868-0007. Ask to speak to Gina, and she will give you all the details. We're going to Turks and Caicos and down to the Bahamas and back to the Keys. You can make your deposit, and you have a whole, well, not a whole year, but you have a few months to pay it off. Let's see what else is on here. If you'd like to email me, as some of you do, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. drbessie1@gmail. See if there's anything else we need to talk about today. Yes, I'd like to thank all the friends and that helps with Mother and Daughter Ministries and the things that we do for the ministry. Got some exciting things coming up. We're putting together a food bank, and we'll be out. We're going to do food bank. We're doing the clothing and different things to this nature, but mainly we're focusing on the food bank. Should have that completed this week. We'll be able to give food away, pass out food. We're looking to get a truck so that we can go out and actually just feed people in the communities. So any help on that, if you want to be a part of that, let us know. Of course, you can call us. Like I say, it's, why don't you just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. We'd love to. Any donations that you have, we want to get a truck to make sure that we can go out, like one of those little food trucks that you can pull up and feed people. That's what we're looking for. If not, we're going to try to get a van. All right. I want to thank Daughter Technical College, who partners with us with anything that we would like to do. If you want to go to school, there's no excuse for Daughter Technical College here on Pines Boulevard and the corner of Flamingo. Give them a call. Our co-host is Sandra D. Sethi Oliver and Janice Paldo, and with the backup of Dorothy Westbrook when Janice is not available. So I welcome them. I'm not looking at the switchboard, so I don't know who's there. I'm assuming that some of them are on this morning. You are now engaging into a conversation with mothers and daughters around the world. A lot of times when I get on, like I said, I don't get on the switchboard. I don't have time to look at that. I don't want that to be a determining factor as to what I say or do. So I only do that after I finish the commentation of the conversation and trying to get it lined up so that we can actually participate in the conversation. Excuse me, I'm getting words all mixed up here. Throat is so scratchy. And let's see, we are talking last week, a wake-up call for mother and daughters, mothers and their daughters. And then again, a wake-up call for mothers and the daughters part two. Now, what I want you to remember is that last week was an exciting conversation based on the fact that, you know, I'm looking, and I know you say it's like I'm stuttering here, but I'm not. I'm thinking as I go along here. Is that I was going back in my mind thinking about what brought up the wake-up call. And if you remember, I was telling you about my daughter's friend who lost his son. And in the midst of all that, you know, she was hurt, young guy, junior in high school, and the hurt that she was feeling actually just penetrated to me because of our connection. And then I was hurt. And we all was just grieving. I've never met the young man. I have never met his parents. But I feel like I know them because I've heard so much about them through my daughter. So that's what I'm saying. When you get so close to your children, when your children hurt, you hurt. You can be in Florida. You can have a child in New York. You can have a child in Chicago. You can have a child in Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever. When something's wrong with your child and you have that bond and that closeness, you will feel it. Sometimes you can't recognize what the feeling is, but all of a sudden you just get this feeling over you that something is not right. And that's when you have to stop mothers or daughters and examine that thought. Don't just pass over it. Stop and examine it. And like, you know, one of our co-hosts was telling me this past week about a young lady, her and her mother very, very, very close. And what happened? All of a sudden, her mother looked at her and said, "You don't look well. I need to take you to the doctor." She said, "No, I'm fine." But after taking her to the emergency room, immediately went into a coma, you know. But the mother knew. She looked at her, and she knew something is wrong. See, that's that closeness, that's that bond that we should have with our children, that we can look at them. I mean, come on. We carried them for 9 months. We took care of them when they was little. When there was a baby and they couldn't talk, you could look at that baby and tell, okay, my baby's sick because the baby can't talk. So you could see and feel something from that baby that made you say, okay, I've got to take my baby to the doctor. How many times have we heard someone say, the doctor say, "You got here just in the nick of time. I'm glad you made the decision to bring the baby now, because had you not, you know, this or that could have happened." That's a mother's intuition. It shouldn't stop when the child is 18 and on her own. You should always be able to look at that child. And that's why our motto is, you know, recapture that moment when you first look into her eyes. You got to constantly look into your child's eyes. You got to constantly hug that child. When you look into the eyes, it connects the soul. It keeps you connected. And when you hug the child, you exchange in that nurturing energy that only a mother has and that a child needs. How many times have I said that I have clients that are in their late 20s, over 25, and somewhere between 25 and 37 or 38, somewhere along in that number. There's a number of young ladies that I talk to that are still in the mindset of a 7 or 8 year old little girl, because they're still trying to get what they missed at that age, that love, that attention, that nurturing from the mother. And they're stuck because they cannot move on. So then hatred builds up over the years. You know, the actual pointing fingers, you did this, you did that, I did that. I can tell you the story. So that's what we're talking about today, wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. Forget the foolishness. It doesn't have any value. It doesn't add anything to your relationship. It only takes away little things. But you don't know what she does. She, every time I do this, she does that. And it sounds like two little kids. Instead of a mother and daughter relationship, it sounds like two little kids fighting over a lollipop. Who's the mother? And whatever it is, the mother should be the first one to step up and say, look, let me say this. If I've done something wrong and I hurt your feelings, let me be the first one to apologize. Now, what mother cannot? It's got so much pride that they can't say that. Because you're not a perfect mother. That's the first thing we have to realize. You're not perfect. And we do things unconscious and unaware of our consciousness, if that makes sense to you. Sometimes you have things on your mind. You answer short. You say things differently. And we all do. But you cannot harden your heart and don't ask for forgiveness, because you're stuck. If you cannot ask for forgiveness, you're stuck. And you will not get what you're supposed to get out of life because you can't move forward. So, like I said, this is a wake-up call, but an immediate cry to mothers and daughters around the world. It's wake up time. It's wake up time. It is wake up time. You can no longer sleep in the sea of unforgiveness. You can't. You've got to wake up in order to get the fruits and enjoy the meal that God has promised us. We've got to wake up to a lot of things. And yeah, I'm saying we, yes. Every day I'm waking up to something. And every day I thank God. Like, God, thank you. You sent someone with a message, and it woke me up in that area. And if you keep doing that every day, you're just going to keep going and heading down this journey. And not only are you going to serve God in the kingdom, but you're going to wake up that I need to feed somebody. You're going to wake up, I need to clean up my closet. And all those clothes that I have in here, just looking at them every day, this row and row and row of clothes and shoes and bags, you don't wear them, and there are people out there that need them. Wake up. Give them away. If you give them away, God said, what you do unto them, you do unto me. If you give those things away, God will replace them. I did that about 2 years ago. I went in, I didn't take junk. I took things that I liked. I took the very thing that I thought I liked the most. And I cleaned them up, and I put them in clear plastic bags. I took shoes that I wasn't wearing. I put them in bags. I made it neat. I folded everything that needed to be folded, and I took them out. A lot of things I was holding on to, I'm going to get back into that one day. That was my favorite dress. I'm going to get back into that one day. Well, you know what? I didn't get in it, so, you know, hey, Stop the madness. Stop playing with your own mind. You can, if you want to, get back in it. But if you hadn't, and if you haven't worn it, you hadn't used it in the last 6 months, then let somebody else have it. These are the wake-up calls that we need to have. Not only just the relationship between the mother and the daughter, but there are a lot of wake-up calls that we need to help round us in the fullness of thought. Because if you give, you get. And if you get in the giving mode with one thing, you might get in the giving mode to forgive your daughter or forgive your mother. Because, see, what you're doing something unto others which is going to soften your heart. See, you know, sometimes we have to go do something else in order to get the results in another area. We're talking about changing our mindset, transforming our mind. He says, I'm going to give, I'm going to get out, I'm going to do all this. I'm going out here and we're going to feed somebody and we're going to help somebody. And then your heart start getting soft. And then all of a sudden, you know, whatever it is that you think that you have against your mother and daughter just doesn't seem that important anymore because you moved outside of your own consciousness to help somebody else. And I hope this makes sense to you. It's coming through me. This is not what I wrote this morning, I'll tell you that, but this is what's coming out of me right at this moment. So it's a wake-up call. Things are happening. The priest resigned. The Federal Reserve is acknowledging that they are bankrupt. I'm talking to people. They don't even know these things. If the Federal Reserve is bankrupt, then that means what? The banks, where are they going to get their money from? It's a wake-up call. Listen to what's happening around you. The major things are happening that's going to affect you, mother, and the way that you raise your children. Things are happening that you need to pay attention to. But that's not why we're here this morning on that particular subject. But I just wanted to throw that in because I'm very conscious of that and moving in that arena of listening. Now, last week we had a young lady that came on, Frida. And Frida told her story about her and her mother. And I'm telling you, gotten so many accolades on that story. Someone said it was the best show ever. And why was it the best show ever? Because we had someone on that told her story about her mother and daughter, and that's what this show is about. It's about sharing your story. It's a healing process. And she was trying to identify or say to the audience that I had a bond with my mother up for 20 years. And then when I decided that it was time for me to move on, to experience life as I see it, as she said, the little bird left the nest, or the mother bird followed the little bird. And the little bird was trying to tell the mother, hey, I want to come over here. I want to experience life for myself. I got it now. And somehow or another, something happened in that time frame. Either a mother was offended, got hurt, and she walked away, but they never could connect again. I don't want to call it because the mother's not here to speak for herself, but something happened that changed their relationship and changed their relationship for until her mother passed away. But the one thing that I heard her say, and we had an extensive conversation after the show, was that she said, God said to honor thy mother, and I was determined that I was not going to do anything less than that. I loved on her. When she's sick, I was there. I made sure I did everything I was supposed to do because I was not going to miss my blessing by dishonoring my mother, regardless of how she treated me. Now, that's a wonderful story. Mothers are not always right, and we don't always make the right decision. But, daughter, that doesn't give you a right to mistreat your mother, and vice versa. Daughters are not always right. In fact, they are trying to learn. You have surpassed them, mother, because you're older. But that doesn't give you a right to dislike your daughter or live in unforgiveness. Your job is to help her see. Your job is to wake her up. Now I hear in my voice and my spirit someone saying, but how can I wake her up if she don't want to be woke up? You're the mother. You got to know how to do it. You can wake anybody up if you wake them up right. There's a difference in sitting on the side of your bed or the bed of your daughter and simply stroking her on the arm real lightly, saying, wake up, honey. Good morning. Wake up. This is mommy. That gentle, loving, nurturing stroke, that daughter will wake up with love in her eyes and a smile on her face. But if you go to the door and yell, wake up, it's time to go. Get your clothes on. We got to get out of here. We are running late. You're not going to get a smile. You're not going to get the love in that child's eyes. You're going to get hatred, and you're going to get a lot of talking about, because she may not say it to you, but she's in the room getting dressed and mummering. So, you know, disconnect. A wake-up call has to be an appropriate wake-up call. You got to know how to wake your daughter up. If there's a disconnect between you and your daughter, then you need to go to your daughter and apologize. You can't say, well, she did so and so and so, so I'm not going to apologize. Where's the Christ in that? And if you're a Christian woman, where's Christ in that? You got to be the first. She's a child. I don't care if she's 38 years old. She's a child compared to you, the mother. So you always have authority over. Pray. Ask God. What should I do? How should I say it? Ask God to soften her heart, to touch her mind. Send her love every day. Send her peace every day. Say, I forgive you every day. Do this and practice sending this energy. Now, something's going to happen to that child. It may take you a moment, but you know what? You just keep doing it, and something's going to happen. Daughters, I'm saying you use the same technique. Something will happen. That heart will soften. And when you get in the presence of the mother or daughter, you're going to see a different look if you approach it the same way that you've been approaching it for days prior. I've seen it happen so many times, and all I say is, wow, look at God. Look at God. All things are possible. So how can you say that a relationship between you and your daughter, you can't see it happening, you can't see it working? She's this and she's that and she's the other. Or your mother. Jesus said what? All things are possible to those who believe. So it's whatever's in your heart is what you believe. And whatever you believe is what you're going to get. Because he says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So the wake-up call starts here on Saturday morning. Come every Saturday morning, and our job is to wake you up in some area of your thoughts, to create a buzz in your thoughts. We want to take the gentle approach. We want to stroke your arms, mothers and daughters, and we want to say, wake up. God loves you. We love you. Your mother loves you. Your daughter loves you. And we're here so that we can wake up and we can have this conversation. So from that, from last week, I've been thinking that the show is bigger than we can even imagine. Yes, I'm challenged on Saturday morning. Sometimes, you know, that little voice want to tell me, oh, you know, you're tired. Or on Friday evenings we have a meeting and sometimes I don't get to bed until about 1 or 2. Oh, you know you're tired. Why don't you just rest in this morning? No, I made a choice to stay up to 1 and 2 and I'm getting up because this is a promise that I made to God. He asked me to do it. I told him I would. And all things are possible. So I changed my mind. I just said, no, I'm going to do this. Oh, your voice is scratchy. So, you know, you're going to sound real terrible on the radio. Oh, well. It's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and me. And we're going to do this. All things are possible. They understand what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, see, those are wake-up calls for me to keep me alert that this is bigger than me. Wake up. Do what you say you're going to do. How can you, as a mother, love someone else, your girlfriend, you know, a man, anyone better than you love your daughter? How can you do that? I've known clients that say, I just don't like her. Talking of the daughter, I don't like her. But my girlfriends and I, we do so and so and so. They understand me. And I'm like, how can a girlfriend? Because, see, when it comes down to the bottom line, that girlfriend won't be there. But that daughter will be there to hand you a glass of water when it's all said and done. You got to look beyond right now. And you got to look into the future. Who's the one most likely going to be there? And that's the one you most likely don't want to forgive. So I know I'm running kind of late here. I don't want to take up all the time. But we've got to wake up to unforgiveness. Because unforgiveness, as I said last week, is the number one killer in any relationship. And if you have unforgiveness in your heart for anyone, it will block your blessings. You think, someone says, well, I don't have unforgiveness in my heart. You know, we all have unforgiveness at some time or the other. That's why we have to repent. We have to repent constantly because some things can creep in there. And before you know it, you're talking about it. You're focusing on it, and you're dealing with it. If you've forgiven something, it will leave you. So think about that. Another thing I want to say before I close is that if you have unforgiveness and it's the number one killer, then who are you serving? Because the Bible plainly states that what? Satan comes to what? Steal, destroy, and to kill. So if the Bible tells you that and you know that unforgiveness is the number one killer in any relationship, and especially your mother and daughter relationship, that's why we're here to get you to focus on that, then who are you working for? Think about that. Are you working for God to help in the kingdom? Or are you working for Satan? Satan is so slick. He'll try to tell you all kind of ways why you should not forgive so-and-so. You should not forgive them because they did this, that, and the other. And he got you working for him. Because you're not working for God. Don't even try to fool yourself. He said to love each other. And you cannot love someone and hate them at the same time. Now, if you don't walk away with anything else today, you think about that. Who are you working for? Whose payroll are you on? Why is it that your blessings are not coming through? We have to constantly do the wake-up call in unforgiveness. And how do we do that? We got to change what we say. We got to be in peace. The Lord has placed peace in our hearts, and that's the starting point. And that's why I say, be careful with what you say, because your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions will manifest into your reality. So if you don't like where you are in your life, you have to change what you say. Because what you say is what's in your heart. Thank you. The wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Wake-up call this morning.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. How befitting. I spoke to you on yesterday. I told you I was going to assist a friend. And let me tell you something. Negative emotions will keep you stuck, and that is the problem. And so, you know, when our emotions are challenging us, challenges us to be more than what we are within ourselves, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But when you don't know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, you are depending on other people to give you that validation. And when you're unhealthy emotionally in a mother and daughter state, Dr. Fletcher, you know, you have two chronologically adults, but somewhere within, there's still that little girl within both parties. And so you got both competing for that attention. And they're so busy trying to fulfill their own needs that that daughter, that mother is not, you desire to be that person, especially a mom, but when you don't know how, and when you have not dealt with the negative emotions within your own life, how can you be a healthy mom to a daughter, to a son? You just can't. You just can't do it until you go back and get those pieces and deal with that negative emotion, because you yourself is just still such a little girl. That's going on with you, that you are the center, and you don't, you can't, or you neglect to give the attention to that daughter, because you yourself is still very, you're still a child yourself in so many ways. So I challenge mothers to that wake-up call, because you are 100% responsible for seeking help for your woes. So you can be a good mother. You got to deal with those negative emotions in order that you can be the mother that God has called you to be. I was watching a couple of episodes of Hoarding last night, and all of the negative emotions attached to people who just buy things and hold on to them, because that's the only thing that they feel that they can control, and it just gets out of hand. And in the lives of mothers and daughters, you're holding on to stuff. You're hoarding.
Yeah.
Metaphysically, you are hoarding, even if it's not stuff, but you're hoarding those negative emotions. You're hoarding those that pain. And I love what I read in my morning devotion. It says, he who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he must pass himself. And then it says, forgiveness frees you from the grip of negative forces, position you where you can be blessed, and teaches little people to become big people. Thank you for allowing me to share, Dr. Fletcher.
Oh, thank you. I want you to repeat that one about the bridge. What did you say about that now? He who
cannot forgive others break the bridge over which he must pass himself.
Mm. That's deep. That is so true. You know, and I say this to every mother and daughter that's listening and to myself. Don't beat yourself up. That's the first thing. Don't beat yourself up. Just realize the information that you just got, even that, what you just said, you know, just went all through my spirit. That was a wake-up call for me, just those words. When I say wake-up call, it's just like you can feel a tingling sensation over your body, and you're like, wow, oh, man, I didn't think about that. It's okay. It's okay. We're growing. We're growing together.
Amen.
You know better. We got to do better. And so every Saturday morning here, let's just massage each other and just love on each other and dote on each other. And just if we do it, then there's somebody out there that's feeling it. Thank you for sharing. I truly appreciate it. God bless you, and I love
you. You too. And right. Dr. Fletcher, let me say one more thing. Mother, when I come across Dr. Fletcher, no, I'm a kind of in-your-face kind of person, moms and daughters. So when I come across as giving you information, just take what you need and discard the rest. Love you, Dr. Fletcher. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. That's what it's all about. We're not here to pet you. You've been petting yourself too long. We're here to wake you up. And to wake you up, mom may not feel good. That's what I tell folk a lot of times. You know, when we are doing business and when we're doing things, you know, you may say some things that don't feel good, but it what? It wakes you up and makes you alert in those areas. People do me all the time, you know, and that's how we grow. We've got to be able to, we got to be able to go there, you know. So, but we're better people on the other side of it, as long as you know that you're doing it out of love. Okay, good morning. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm fine, praise God. I just want to make two comments. Cynthia pretty much said what I was going to say about forgiveness. When she mentioned about the bridge, which was, I thank her for sharing that. But we have to realize when we harbor unforgiveness, once we come to that realization that we're not hurting that other person, we're actually hurting ourselves. Because unforgiveness will keep you so bogged down, it blinds your reasoning, it blinds your focus. So we have to, at whatever cost, we have to forgive. Sometimes we cannot do it in our strength, but we really have to seek God as in the area of unforgiveness, just as the disciples asked Jesus, Master, help our unbelief. A lot of times we can't believe things. We can have faith for things, but we just have that point where we really can't believe. And the disciples asked Jesus, Master, help our unbelief. Well, the same thing applies with unforgiveness. Lord, I'm having a challenge forgiving my daughter. I'm having a challenge forgiving my mother. Help me to do this, Father. Get not in my strength, but in your strength so I can move on. And the second comment I wanted to make when you spoke about talking to our daughters or talking to our mothers or and we have to do that. A lot of times, if you're unable to, you pray and ask God to raise up a laborer, because a lot of times, even in my personal life with my kids, I can tell my kids wisdom, and they will not receive it from me for whatever reason, but someone else can come and tell them the same information. And at first, yeah, you may feel like, well, I just said the same thing. But you have to let it go and say, well, thank God they got it, you know, whether it came through you. And that's why Jesus tells us to pray for laborers, so those laborers can water the seed. And as the seed is continued water, the plant will come in full bloom. So we have to, when we pray and ask God to keep our children, we need to ask God, Lord, Send a label across my mother's path. Send a label across my daughter's path that can open her eyes in the way that you want them open. And you praise him in advance for doing that for you, because it doesn't matter, you know, as long as they get it. That's what the point I'm trying to make. So pray for your children to have labels. Pray for your mother to have labels to minister them what you're trying to impart into them.
Amen. You know, that's a good point, Dad. And think about it like that, the labors, because that is right. Sometimes we can do all that we can do and they can't get it. That's why Jesus said what? A prophet is not what? He can't do good works in his own home or is in his own city.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, even with my daughter, I can say all the things. I'm out here teaching and carrying on, but sometimes she doesn't get it from me, and I'm like, what? You don't understand it. But then I had a girlfriend that she'd go talk to her, and the girlfriend would say something to her, and all of a sudden she had it. And I'm like you. I'm like, whatever, as long as she gets it, you know.
Right,
and that's the
right.
Same way we're the same way with Daddy. I can say something to Daddy, that it goes through one ear and out the other so quick, it don't even process sometimes. But now I can, Angie can say it to him, and he will just hear it, understand it, get it. It's so funny.
Right.
So what we did, or what we do is this. If I want Daddy to understand something or get something, I tell Angie. And Angie goes,
right.
And his ears are tuned up, and they're listening. With me, it's like an already listening kind of a thing. I don't know what it is. It just, those grandbabies can get the job done. So, you know, I don't. We work that thing. I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. As long as the message is delivered and received and he can get it from you, I will work through you gladly. Doesn't bother me
right.
at all. All right.
Right.
Well, thank you so very much for that. And that's something that we can add to it. Mothers, if you think that you're having difficulty getting it through, you know, give them the number. Tell them to listen to the program or someone that you know that they trust and someone you trust that was going to deliver a message from the way that you feel in your heart. You can't send anybody. You know, it can't just be any old laborer. It's got to be a Christian laborer, someone who has the same spiritual thoughts as you in order to deliver what you're trying to say to your daughter or your mother. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you for calling in. All right, now, that's where we are now. We are here, and, you know, a lot of times I look at it, and I told you, I said, I asked God, I said, well, God, you know, what does it feel like to have more than one daughter? Because, see, when I'm talking to mothers and daughters, they have more than one daughter. I often wonder, well, what does that feel like with the different personalities? How do you juggle that? How do you manage it? And then God showed me that the ladies that were in my life or that's in my life, that he said, that those are your daughters. And, you know, even though they're about as old as me, but I'm just kidding, you guys. But he's saying, those are your daughters. Now, look at the different personalities within the group that you have. That's how a mother experienced different personalities, because they're the closest thing to me in Florida as a family. So sometimes when I say things or do things, I'd be like, wow, this is like a mother. You know, you give that tough love, and, you know, they don't like me some days, and some days they do, and, you know, but I know they love me. See, that's the basis right there. We know we love each other regardless of what we say, and we never walk away angry. That's what I can say with the ladies that work down here. It's just like we can have a disagreement. We can say what we feel. And sometimes, and even me, sometimes my temperature will rise up. Thank God I've surpassed a lot of that. I woke up to a lot of that because they would tell me, you know, you're so quick to say no. So we all would just chastise each other. But at the end of the day, we're going to eat. And at the end of the day, we're going to walk away, and we're going to hug. See you next week. And nothing else said, not another thought. I mean, no evenness came from that I know of or felt. So that in itself was my growing experience of what it's like to have several daughters and several personalities. So I know it's not someone I birthed, but we have to look at the fact that God placed them under the mother and daughter umbrella. So I have to be very careful how I water them. So when I go back and do something, I'm quick to tell them, okay, I'm sorry, you know, because I know how I am. Sometimes I'm just working on me. Lord knows, as Tyler Perry can say, who is it? Is it Tyler? No, Steve Harvey. He's not finished with me yet, you know. So I'm in the same boat. You're in the same boat. He's not finished with us. If we were finished, we would be gone. We'd be out of here. But we're still here. So we got more lessons to learn. We got more wake-up calls. We got more forgiveness to give. We got more love to realize that we have. We have the faith. We got to work on our unbelief. There's so many things that we need wake-up calls for. And if you could just get that, you would forgive yourself and say, you know what? And you can't worry about what other people think or say. That's what gets you. Satan wants you to think, oh, what they going to think this. Or if you do that, they going to say that. You got to get past that. You got to stay focused. Your focus, you got to be like a horse. You got to have blinders on both sides. Because, see, Satan can't get between you and Jesus. Now, he can't get between you and Jesus. Just imagine that. And just imagine yourself with blinders on both sides of your face there. So your eyes can't wander to the right or to the left. That's why he said, don't look to the right or to the left. He said, keep your eyes on me. So if you have to, make you some blinders. Make you some cardboards and put you some on it, whatever. Drop it on the side of your face and you walk around all day with those things on and see what it feels like not to look to the right or to the left. And you look straight ahead. And whatever your heart desires, you're going to get it. Because he said, those with what? Their eyes on me. You got to keep your eyes on him. And Satan's job is to distract you because you can't keep your eyes on Jesus and be. How are you going to look at Jesus and hating someone? Hating your daughter, hating your mother, hating your friend, hating your sister, your brother, your cousins, your uncles, your aunt, your grandmothers, co-workers. None of that will be in your mind if you just close your eyes right now and imagine you have the blinders on and your focus is right on Jesus. See what you feel. You can't feel nothing but love. You have a loving week. God bless you. Try it for the week and see what happens. Let's talk about it next week. Be back at 10 o'clock next Saturday morning. Bye-bye.